This is Dakota Datebook for December 9th. There was a time when just about everyone in North Dakota knew the name and fame of Arnold Oss, the greatest athlete ever to grow up in Ledgerwood. From 1917 to 1921, Oss made sports headlines across North Dakota and Minnesota. He played football, basketball, baseball, ran track, and was a star in all of them. Arnold Arnie Oss, who lived from 1899 to 1979, played with such a rare combination of strength, speed, and skill that he became known as the Ledgerwood Flash. North Dakota sports writers rated him as the state's greatest all-around athlete of the half century from 1900 to 1949. And Minnesota sports editors likewise named him their number one amateur athletic star for the same period. Oss first made his mark at Ledgerwood High School, playing quarterback for 2 years and then halfback for two more. His running ability was so remarkable that the University of Minnesota recruited him in 1917. He stood 5'11" tall, weighed 175 pounds, and had impressive strength. Opponents often seemed to have him stopped, only for him to break free and sprint down the field for long gains. Much of his strength came from summers spent working for his father, Ole, in the family blacksmith shop. From age 12 on, he handled the bellows, heavy hammer, and anvil, building arms described as strong as iron bands. At the University of Minnesota, Oss earned 9 varsity letters, 3 each in football, basketball, and track, in 1919, 1920, and 21. He was an All-American in basketball in 1919 and 21, and in track, he ran the quarter mile in an impressive 47-plus seconds. He was also a football All-American. On this date in 1919, Collier's Weekly selected Arnie Oss as first-team halfback on its Big Ten All-Conference team. After graduating, Oss settled in Minnesota and entered the insurance business, eventually becoming an executive. He married Frances Supple of Stillwater in 1925, and they raised a son and a daughter. Arnold Oss, the Ledgerwood Flash, died at the age of 79 in 1979 in Edina, Minnesota. His wife Frances died in 1993. Both were buried in Lakewood Cemetery in Minneapolis, far from Ledgerwood, but not forgotten in North Dakota sports history. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.